Okay, we're proud and excited to have Chance Wormack with us and officially a Titan now. And it seemed like an old friend was back when he showed up at the complex today, sat in the same chair he sat in for our meeting when he came here on his visit. And obviously, as I said last night, we're very excited.
Chance, do you have that same feeling? Were you comfortable walking in the door?
Man, it was like I was coming home, man. Didn't really feel like I'm coming to a stiff organization. This is like a family to me. They welcomed me with open arms, and I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, can you describe what the last 12 to 18 hours has been like for you?
Once they called my name, to come to the Tennessee Titans, man, it was a dream come true for me. So I still haven't came down yet. I'm still trying to, like, take it all in. But, it's a blessing, man. I'm happy to be here.
So, Chance, I know you said you just worked out for the Titans, but what all places did you visit maybe leading up to the draft?
Besides the Titans, I went to the Dallas Cowboys. I went to San Diego Chargers, Jets, the Giants, and Detroit.
Okay. Have you been able to talk to any of your new teammates in the last 18 hours or so? Have you got any feedback from any of the other players?
I think I ran into D-mailed him before I left, because he didn't have to go anywhere. But I'm pretty sure everybody's doing the same thing I'm doing right now.
But your new teammate, any of the Titans?
No, not at all.
Bobby, you at all that Cooper went ahead of you?
Not at all. Everything happens for a reason. I'm definitely happy he went before I did, and I'm happy to be with the team I'm with right now.
Chance, what do you see as the biggest transition for you going from college game to the NFL?
Expanding my mind, learning new things as far as playing the guard position, and just getting used to the speed of the game.
Can you compare maybe your run blocking to your pass blocking right now?
I think my run blocking is a little bit better than my pass blocking. I think I'm naturally good at that. That's what I do. You can always get better at that. And then pass blocking, it all depends on what the scheme is, and you just have to learn, what you are supposed to and what you're not supposed to do when it comes to pass blocking.
You played against the Chiefs, left guard, maybe right guard as a freshman, and then left guard the rest of the way.
Yes, sir.
What's the biggest adjustment as you maybe move back to right guard, the difference in playing those two spots?
I feel like it'll be naturally better for me to play right guard because, that was what I was playing at. Coming out of high school, going into college. So going back into that situation is actually better for me.
Mike, you talked a little bit about it last night at Rustin Boat. Why is he a good fit at right guard in this offense? What you trying to do?
Well, we evidently reached you playing left. I just think that if what we ask the right guard to do a lot, again, like I said, a lot of times you're right-handed. You're usually going to be the guy that's covered up a lot. That's where you want the point of attack a lot of times on the right side. Those kind of reasons right there, just the strength he has, like we mentioned. We thought one of his biggest assets was his hip, the power he off the line of scrimmage, the push he gets. And again, it wouldn't to me, he could play left or right, it wouldn't matter. It just so happens that the way this thing fits out, that we're going to ask him to move over to the right guard spot for that reason. But again, to me, it wouldn't matter, like he said. I mean, I played it when I came out of Penn State, I played right and left. I mean, it's not going to matter. It's just a matter of what's the best fit for the team. And the best fit now is to put him on the right side. And yeah, he could pull, do all the same things we're going to ask the left guard to do. He's going to have to pull a lot of right guard also. So the guards do the same things. It's just that sometimes the matchups are a little bit different. And I think he's a guy that matches up, like I said last night, well with any size player he's got to play against. He's shown that in college, and he'll see the same thing on this level that he saw in the SEC.
Chance, what are you looking forward to learning most from Mike and from Bruce Matthews as well?
All the tricks, man, all the tricks. We were going over some of that, on my visit. I feel like I can grow as a player learning under, some of the best guys that's played the position. And I'm not saying that because he's right next to him. man, it's just it's a dream, man, for a guy like me to learn under guys that played my position and know, what's hard and, what's going to be easy and just to speak from a guard perspective.
Mike, do you see a lot of the same? I hate to put pressure on him this being his first day here, but do you see some of the same things in him that you saw that you brought to the table?
Well, he's a hell of a lot bigger than I was. a lot stronger man, bigger man. I may have been probably the same quickness too, I guess, but no, probably not. I mean, I think his mentality towards the game, his the way he approaches the game, I thought is what Bruce and I both saw as being very comparable. Bruce mentioned that last night when we visited him for, you know, that 5 or 6 hours, you know, back in March. I think we walked out of there thinking he reminded us a lot of ourselves, his approach to the game. Like I said, his passion for the game and for the guys that came before him, like he just mentioned, he wants to learn all the little tricks that go on within the game. I think a lot of guys don't necessarily, that's not usually the first thing someone talks about when you first meet them. And we were watching tape. He was more interested in what we did when we played versus, hey, look at me on this play. Now, he explained what he was doing, but he was more interested in, well, how would you have done this? How would you guys have done that? How would you teach this? And so I think in that way, our approach to the game, I would think, when you get a great player, I think is very similar to how ours was. And I don't care what decade you play in. That's what's the bottom line, is that you love what you do. You have a passion for what you do, and you want to come here and be the best you can be, knowing that you can continue to improve. And we saw all those traits in him. And I mean, his resume is a film. We've seen all that in the film. The film is a lie. We went back and we're watching his film from his junior year or senior year, so we've seen a lot of his games. And he just, the thing that's hit you in the face is consistency. He consistency does a good job when he plays. He really doesn't have any really bad games, and things we know we can help him improve upon, but that's what got us so excited about having him here.
Rustin, you were a little bit cryptic last night when I asked about if you ever felt like you might have to trade up to get him. Mm-hmm. Did you have a solid sense that San Diego liked Cooper, that the Jets, I think there's a report out today, mm-hmm. that Cooper would have been their guard if they went that direction? Now, did you have a good read that some of those other teams were more Cooper guys than
one guy? You know, it's like I said, you hear a lot of things during the week, especially the week before the draft. We did hear some things about some teams liking Cooper, but really, as the closer it got, the better I just felt like that he was going to be there. And you know, I felt real comfortable with staying where we were.
But who was your fallback plan if he's going 9? He was going number 9.
Who was my fallback plan?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We knew we were going to get him all along. He's the fallback plan.
We didn't have one?
Yeah.
James, leading up to the draft, things are very busy and hectic and everything. Have you been able to work out the way you want, or are you going to have to throw yourself sort of back into the gym here pretty quickly? Or?
I'll be lying to say if I haven't really been putting in as much work as I could have been. Just with, you know, the visits that I've been going on over the course of this past month, you know, I have a lot of time to get back into the shape that I want to get in, you know. And then also, you know, we have 2 weeks going into OTAs or minicamp, and, you know, just looking forward to that and getting ready to play.
Does your weight change a lot from when you're, you know, sort of exercising regularly and when you don't? Are you going to have to drop a few pounds right away?
No, not at all. I'm comfortable. You know, I don't have to get ready for a combine or a pro day anymore. You know, it's football. That's what I'm good at. And this is where I shine at. So I'm pretty comfortable in my weight right now. And, you know, everything will be great.
You say it's what you're good at. When do you remember sort of first knowing you were a good football player?
I think when I finally understood what the game was about, you know, my sophomore year in college, I understood what I was doing and why I was doing it. And, you know, once I understood that, I started making, you know, great plays every day, you know, every week, and it started paying off for me.
Chance, you seem pretty laid back, a nice guy. Talking to people, there's a mean streak there. Talk about that side of it.
You know, I'd be lying if I said you got to be mean playing the game of football. You know, it's either him or it's me. And, you know, most of the times I'm not trying to get hurt. I'm not trying to get dead, you know, by the guy in front of me, so I got to move him out of the way, you know, or hold him up. And that's my position. You know, that's the mentality you have to have playing guard or any offensive line position. And I just take pride in what I do.
Who's the toughest matchup you had during your college career?
Probably Drake Nevis. I think somebody told me he's in the same division as we are.
Really cool.
Yeah, I was kind of excited about that. I get my rematch on. But, you know, he opened my eyes to, you know, what you see in a great three technique, and you know, he helped me improve and be a better player, you know, over the course of my time in Alabama. And you know, he's an excellent three technique, excellent D lineman.
What do you feel like is the biggest thing that you're going to have to adjust to going even from a program like Alabama to the NFL?
You know, I feel like, you know, it just depends on the fit. You know, everybody's different. I feel like, you know, I'm so blessed right now because I'm in a situation where, you know, Tennessee's not so different from Alabama. And, you know, other guys would have to make a great transition based off location and, you know, who the personnel is or, you know, who works at the organization. But I feel like here it wouldn't be any different for me. So it'll be a lot easier for me to make the transition.
Chance, can you talk about maybe the challenge you'd be facing and facing J.J. Watt potentially?
Everybody talks about J.J. Watt. I don't know.
Don't worry about that in week two.
You say if I ask you about J.J. Watt, the way you hear that from already.
Oh, man. We were talking about J.J. Watt when I was a junior in college. He's an excellent football player. You know, can't wait to see him.
Did you have a favorite team growing up?
No, I just love football, man. Love the game.
Your player, you kind of try to emulate, or you think it's similar to you in the league right now?
I watched Larry Allen's film on the, one of the coaches showed me his film, I think my freshman year in college. And, you know, he's an excellent football player, very physical player. And, you know, we're about the same size in a sense. And just the way he makes blocks and you know, how his feet is, I feel like I'm pretty similar to how he plays.
You'd be okay with that when you munch if he's...
Yeah, we'll take that because that's what flashed in my mind, too, when you asked that question.
Did you spend much time in Nashville other than your visit here?
No, sir.
Can you talk a little about the half shirt, the story about the whole half shirt there, how that got started, and if there's any chance you'd be able to try and continue that in the NFL?
Well, I'm going to answer that question right now about the shirt. I probably won't be able to do it in the NFL, maybe on like a commercial or so. You know, but it's all about being comfortable for me. I wasn't really trying to get any attention or separate myself. It was hot, you know. Obviously, I wasn't comfortable. So I rolled my jersey up, and I kind of just went with it because I was getting it done that way. So I just kept doing that, rolling my jersey up.
A lot of people that are doing the warm-acking now. We run into a lot of warm-acking out there.
Oh, yeah. I support it, and I appreciate the support.
Do you think there's a chance you can address all five guys?
We have to probably call the commissioner and get approval. I think there's a lot of rules in the NFL that I don't think they like that shirt. They want to cover that. I think people don't like, they don't want to see that on TV. Especially the way the guys look in the NFL.
You comfortable in a suit? You comfortable
I'm comfortable in this one. But, you know, I'd rather be in some sweatpants. You know, a shirt.
This will be wearing all the weight games, right?
Yeah.
Perfect dress. You don't have to wear the tie, though.
Can you describe what it's like playing for a demanding coach like Nick Saban? And how has that experience, those experiences, prepared you for life in the NFL?
You know, he's a very, very demanding coach, and he expects, you know, the greatest out of you. I feel like he changes a lot of guys and puts them in the right direction. You know, I actually had a chance to talk with him, you know, at the draft, and, you know, a very encouraging guy. And he changed my life for the better myself. I feel like he prepares all the players, you know, for the NFL, teaching them about discipline and you know, what it takes to be a great player, and he does a wonderful job at that.
Is there any warm-acking in the household after your pick last night? Anybody celebrate with some
warm-acking? Man, I was going to warm-act when I walked across the stage. but my mom was
that.
Like, my mom was like, she'll kill me, so I'm not. I ain't doing it.
You about crossed the commissioner.
Hey, man, I was
you
so happy.
Squeezed him.
Yeah, I was so happy, man. So happy.
Yeah, everyone good?
Did Roger Goodell say anything to you after the bear hunt?
Well, I actually had a chance to meet him before the draft, and we talked for a while. And he's a great guy. You know, first time meeting him, felt like I'd known him for a long time. So that hug was real, and I was really happy to see him with the 10th pick. So.
Could you hear him growl or anything?
Man, I was so happy I couldn't hear anything.
Well, we have quite a few guys there battling. I mean, obviously, Fernando is back. Eugene Amano, who was hurt last year, who was the center in training camp. You know, Turner, So we got Chris Spencer, so we obviously got some good versatility there, guys that can play center, guys that can play guard. We got to keep everyone healthy, but I think we're excited about what we've been able to do since the season ended. In the caliber line we think we can put out there on opening day, we're excited about that, and there'll be some great competition to figure all that out.
Well, Rustin, you guys have rebuilt this line from last year. Is there still a need for another body in the draft? Do you think you're good?
I would say it's always a possibility that there'd be another body at some point in the draft. We're still looking. We're not going to stop working on it or stop trying to build it. So yeah, it's a possibility.
Chance, what makes a good offensive line?
I think everybody has to be on the same page and everybody has to be a unit. I feel like if everybody knows a little bit about each other and if everybody's on the same page on and off the field, you can get a lot done because you're not just clocking in like it's a job. You know the other person and you really don't have to speak what a call might be because the guy already knows what you're good at and what you're not good at.
Yeah, you mentioned the job factor of it. I mean, it's a lot different than college, obviously, because, Saban's telling you when to get up, when to eat, when to sleep, when to practice, when to study. Now, you're going to have a lot more free time on your hands. If people talk to you about the adjustment to this, not only being a game, but being your profession as well?
We do a lot of that here, though, too. So I'll be handing you your schedule, too.
I was going to say, like, it's really not that different. It's all about the mindset that you have. I'm looking at this just like college, pretty much. It's just all about what you want to do with it. I feel like, the organization that I'm a part of, they're always going to be here for me. And, the mentality that you have to have is to be great. If you want to be great, you'll get up early and do extra stuff. And I feel like everybody here wants to be great, so it's a perfect fit for everybody.
Much do you see Chance in the fact that he comes from Alabama, a winning program, obviously 3 national championships? Does that feed into sort of a mentality that you're trying to build in the locker room?
I mean, you hope so. You hope that's part of it. You hope that that's what he brings here. Obviously, it was his talent that excited us, and I think that's part of the package that we're happy that comes with it, is the fact that he went to Alabama. Like he said, he had learned the position. He didn't know what he was doing when he walked in the door. He's come a long way in a short period of time at a program that is very demanding, so it's similar in a lot of ways when you go to a place like Alabama. I felt the same way when I came from Penn State, that I was football ready because of what I went through my 4 years there, the discipline that's demanded, the work ethic, the pride. All those things were very similar to what you need to do in the NFL, and I think that's where Chance, I think, is way ahead of the game there because of what he's experienced. And he's been blessed to have great teammates, be part of good teams that have won a couple national championships, played in some big football games. He knows what it's like to battle back in the fourth quarter when things aren't going your way. He knows what it's like not to have a good game going for yourself, but you pull it together as an offensive line and you find a way to win some big games that they won last year. So I think, yeah, that is a big plus coming in because he understands what it takes to win, and that things aren't going to always go your way, but ultimately, it's like he said, it's the hard work. It's the fact that you want to be great, and I think that's the thing, is that a lot of players, you want them all to be that good. You want to work that hard to be that good, and I think that's the drive that he has.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good job, brother. No problem.
Good, you're doing all right.
See you, man. We'll see you.